It's the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. I'm Anthony Stalter with Brad Thompson and Chris Ronji. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're joined by our guy, John Clayton. What's up, John? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Pretty good. We're a lot better, I'm sure you are too, than Quentin Dunbar.
Yeah.
What's your reaction being in Seattle? Obviously, there's multiple people that are involved here, including Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker. But you're in Seattle, Quentin Dunbar. Were you on the conference call yesterday? I mean, tell us what your reaction was and what the reaction is in Seattle.
I wasn't on the conference call yesterday, but I was just absolutely stunned when news came out, you know, right after after about 4:30 West Coast time yesterday, that the arrest warrant was out there for Dunbar and DeAndre Baker. And, of course, now his attorney is saying that they have five statements from witnesses who were there that he was not involved in the robbery, but certainly he was there. But according to again, here's a guy that hasn't even been out here to Seattle at all. He's not had a chance to at least meet the team other than on Zoom and meet the media by Zoom. And so it's just a bizarre story. And I know I'm covering this thing now for, 40 years? I haven't seen one as crazy as this in a long time, you know, because, you know, first up, you have a cornerback who at least has Pro Bowl talent. He comes out here and now is going to be looking to be the starting right cornerback on a defense that's trying to turn itself around. And then he's also trying to get the contract because one of the reasons that they traded him from the Redskins is he wanted more money. And so he, if he did do this with Baker, you know, going in there after losing $70,000 in gambling money and then try to take $73,500 out in watches and everything else, it's just, you know, you have to wonder, does he change his name to Dunbar or what? Because, you know, it's just crazy to think that that happens. But I guess the big thing in this story, in the case of Dunbar, maybe not necessarily Baker, you know, because at least everybody's saying that he did go in there with a semi-automatic, that we can't rush to judgment until we now find out more from the police.
So you're saying it's a bad first impression, though, John?
Yeah, it's not good. Okay. No, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, if he's found guilty or if he pleads guilty, you know he's going to get player conduct for 6 games. There's a good likelihood that the Seahawks would cut him. You know, that all those things would stand there because, you know, how can you endorse any kind of activity like that? Because, again, you would have to think that Baker's going to be in more trouble because, you know, nobody's claiming that he didn't do what he did, which is, you know, go in there with the semi-automatic. And so I guess the difference is, you know, are the people who were there going to support, Dunbar, or are they going to support Baker, or what are they going to do?
Boys will be boys. Mike Tomlin
not
handed
really,
out. No,
Brad.
No, I'm just kidding. No, not at all. Bad.
Yeah, don't do that. Hey, don't rob somebody.
You ever get an envelope from Mike Tomlin?
I have never gotten an envelope from Mike Tomlin, although I do have dinner with him at every owner's meeting that is available.
Mm-hmm. All right, I want to know, what did you make of the James Harrison talk? He's talking on a podcast. He says he laid the hit on Massaqua. He got fined, and he got an envelope. I know that the Steelers have said, nah, it didn't happen. What did you make of the news when you heard it?
Stunning, because you know you saw the problems that Sean Payton ended up having from Greg Williams in because he had all this stuff going on down there with the Saints where they had the Bounty Gate story, and so this would be something that would be not as similar, but if he had an envelope that had $75,000 or even $75 in it, then he can be in a big trouble because, again, you know, that's something that you cannot do. You'll endorse a player, you know, trying to do that and pay him off for that, and so now you've seen several changes in what Harrison has been saying. First, he's come back and he says, oh, no. We've never talked about getting paid for anything like that. Then his attorney came back and his agent said that, no, there was no money involved and all that stuff. So it's something we don't know. All we know is that James Harrison put his foot in his mouth and now has Mike Tomlin in trouble.
Aaron Rodgers had a press conference today, and it sounds like he is exactly the way all of us suspected he was, and that was not very happy with the way the Packers drafted, though it sounds like he's still being nice to Jordan Love, but what does this all mean, that he is as unhappy as we kind of figured he would be?
Well, it basically confirms what we all thought was going to be his reaction. I mean, he tried to be as professional as he can and try to be as positive as he can. But the way that he closed out the press conference and basically saying, it's like, well, you know, it's like my goal has always been to stay a Packer, come here to the Packers and finish my career as a Packer. And right now, circumstances beyond my control are basically kind of indicating that that probably won't happen. And so I think that he realizes it, being that, you know, he was involved back in 2004. When when he came on the roster as a first-round pick. And, of course, you had a very upset Brett Favre, and it took Brett Favre out of there in 2 years. I think he realizes now he's in his final year or two in Green Bay. And so because of that, he knows that the offense is going to change to something that he may not like, because it's going to incorporate more of the stuff that the Rams, the 49ers, and what Matt LaFleur did when he was calling plays in Tennessee. It's going to include more running, and of course it's going to take away some of the passing. And so you can see that he's not going to be happy with that. And so a guy that ended up, you know, signing a nice contract extension, thinking that he can finish his career in Green Bay, is going to be like Tom Brady, like Peyton Manning, most likely finishes his career someplace else.
John Clayton joining us right now in the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. John, I just absolutely refuse to believe the story that I keep seeing over the last couple of days. But as the text line has pointed out, I am both an idiot and a moron. So you're the perfect person to ask this. How legit are the rumors that the Seahawks floated Russell Wilson to the Browns for the number one overall pick in 2018?
It can't be more wrong than it is, because it's just not true. Now, would John Snyder, who worked with John Dorsey in Green Bay, be talking of different things? Yes. And certainly, you know, that Dorsey had the first pick in the draft. But think about this. You know, does anybody trade up in this day and age? I know that the 49ers back when Jerry Rice was there was able to go from like 23 to 9. The Seahawks were drafting 26th, and you have a general manager in John Snyder that does not trade up in the first round. He usually trades out of the first round. And so, you know, to have a conversation and a trade possibility for Russell Wilson, who's been their franchise quarterback since 2012, is ludicrous. It's one that has no base of truth whatsoever. You know, I'm sure that maybe what John Dorsey said, because he's kind of a funny guy as it is, hey, so why don't you give us Russell Wilson? So if that's where the conversation is, it's meaningless, because there was never going to be any trade involving Russell Wilson going to the Cleveland Browns.
A more broad question when it comes to Russell Wilson: do you believe that Russell gets the love that he should, the notoriety that he should nationally?
No, I don't think he does. I mean, I think there's a genuine respect, but, you know, certainly he's one of the three best quarterbacks or four best quarterbacks in football now, where before, you know, with a little bit of a decline in Tom Brady and maybe you can say in Aaron Rodgers and to a certain degree Drew Brees, I mean, he was always five or six, but I don't think he gets the respect. And a lot of it is because of his style of game. You know, he has to run around like crazy because he doesn't have the best offensive line. He doesn't get to throw the 35 to 36 passes a game, but when you look at what he's been able to do, I mean, since 2012, only Tom Brady has won more games than him. Then you look at what he's been able to do as far as comebacks. He's one of the best comeback quarterbacks in the National Football League, and his efficiency of throwing deep is about as good as you're ever going to find. But no, when it comes to MVP votes, it's going to go to the guys that throw the ball 35 times, not the guy that throws it 28 to 29 times.
The NFL has the luxury of their training camp and season not starting for several months from now. But when they do decide, whatever it is, to go on with it, and it kind of sounds like they're going to go on with it regardless, how much of what they are planning to do is based on what MLB and NHL and NBA do in the next few months leading up to that?
Yeah, and of course I think they'll study what soccer does, and I think they'll study just about everything and then try to figure it all out. But also, you know, whatever they figure out is still can be trumped by anything done by the virus itself, because the virus is dictating what's going to happen, because the football season falls right when everybody expects a second wave, and that's not necessarily going to be good. And I think that you pretty well realize that the idea of having a full stadium is not happening in early fall and may not be able to happen at all in the fall. I think that's unlikely, but I think that, you know, if there's a way that they can, you know, maybe spread maybe 25% capacity with a 6-foot rule, that could maybe work out. You know, they're studying ways that maybe they can still have a certain number of people spread out in suites. That could be a possibility. But also they realize there's a great chance that, one, they're not going to be able to have people in the stands, period. And number two, you have 10 teams that may not be approved to even have their camps and their games even played in the stadiums where they are, particularly in California, Seattle, in New Jersey, and maybe even the New England area.
John, great stuff as always. Love having you on. You can follow John Clayton on Twitter, at John Clayton NFL. John, have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. I knew that Russell Wilson rumor wasn't true. I knew it.
Yeah, that was good. That was good to get that from John, because he's about as plugged in over there as you absolutely can be.
I mean, come on. They floated Russell Wilson to the Browns for the number one overall pick.
Really?
And you get Baker Mayfield? Come on.
Really?
Come on.
You're not going to trade him. What, you would have been 29 at the time, Russell?
Great.
Right. And nobody's doing that for a guy
winner.
Who,
every intangible.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
That's Chris Ronji, Brad Thompson, Anthony Stalter. I'm looking down here. Is this a legitimate segment? True or poo?
Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, true or poo is fun.
You don't like this, Anthony. You throw it at the wall, see what sticks, you know?
This sounds stupid.
Yeah.
That's next in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.